ॐ सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
सो लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ ईश्वरः बीइंग बोथ निमित्त उपादान कारणम ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स। ईश्वरः बीइंग बोथ इनसेपरेबल मेटीरियल एंड द एफिशिएंट कॉजेस ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स। यू नो वेरी वेल consciousness, pure consciousness by itself does not have Ishvara status, but consciousness manifest in Maya has the Ishvara status. Therefore, here when you talk about from the Maya aspect, Ishvara becomes, so consciousness with Maya alone is said to be Ishvara. Therefore, The Maya aspect, Ishvara is looked upon as the material cause of the universe, and from the consciousness aspect, Ishvara is the nimitta karanam, the intelligent or the efficient cause of the universe. And for that, we also saw the example of Urna Labhihi Lutaha, how just as the spider is both intelligent and the material cause of its own creation called web. So also Ishvara is the both material and efficient cause of this creation. We saw that much. Then the Srishtihi, the topic of Srishtihi begins later on. This everything has come into existence from Ishvara. The Srishti is presented here. And I told in the very beginning, the Srishtihi, whenever the creation is analyzed, the importance is not for the creation. The aim of the analysis of the creation is to arrive at the truth of the creation. And arriving at the truth of the creation is in fact arriving at the truth of the creation as the truth of one's own self. By arriving at the truth of the creation as the truth of one's own self, one can resolve one's identity with the truth, thereby one can resolve one's essence in the truth, thereby ultimately one can become free from all the limitations, inadequacies, smallness centered on I, which is in fact freedom, isn't it? That freedom through the resolution of smallness, inadequacy centered on I is the ultimate purpose. Through the vision of the truth is the ultimate purpose. Therefore, creation is analyzed here, isn't it? And forget that. Remembering this fact always, now we have to enter into the Srishtihi, analysis of creation. So we saw first tamah pradhana विक्षेपशक्तिमत् अज्ञान उपहित चैतन्यात् आकाशः आकाशाद् वायुः वायोः अग्निः अग्नेः आपः अद्भ्यः पृथ्वी च उत्पद्यते। सो ही फर्स्ट टॉक्स अबाउट द क्रिएशन ऑफ सटल एलिमेंट्स इन दिस टेक्स्ट बुक। द क्रिएशन इज डिस्कस्ड हाउ व्हाट केम इनटू एग्जिस्टेंस फर्स्ट। Just analysis. First, subtle elements came into existence. The creation of subtle elements. So, sukshma bhuta srishtihi is discussed. Subtle means what? Not the elements which you are experiencing now. They are gross elements. The subtle space, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water, and subtle earth. Which means ungrossified subtle elements were created. So, here, one came from the other. So here Akashaha first, then from this space came the air, from the air came the fire, from the fire came the water, and water came the earth. Like this, five subtle elements came into existence. And for which he also quotes, this is how even in Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, Akashad Vayuhu Vayor Agnihi Agnerapaha Adhyav Prithivi Prithivya Oshadhayah Oshadhibhyonam Annat Purushah. Like that, this is how the Srishti is discussed even there. But the Shruti he is quoting. So you all heard it already in Taittiriya Upanishad class. So you all must be remembering that now. I will go to the next thing. Teshu Jadya Adikya Darshanat Tamav Pradhanyam Tatkaranasya. So what he wants to say, all these subtle elements came into existence means each subtle element is of the nature of inertness. Why? The original matter itself is of the nature of inertness. What is original matter? We say Mula Vidya, Mula Ajnanam, Mula Prakritihi. The original matter is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, then you divide it into what now? As three. Predominantly Sattvic matter is Maya, Asamashti Ajnanam. Then predominantly Rajasic matter is Avidya. Then predominantly Tamasic matter is Prakritihi. We give three different names, isn't it? Same matter. So matter is of the nature of inertness only. So here what he says, the subtle elements came into existence, isn't it? But they're all of the nature of inertness. Therefore he says, therefore must definitely the cause of the subtle elements is of the nature of inertness. What does it mean? Predominantly tamasic matter. From the predominantly tamasic matter alone, subtle elements themselves came into existence. Is it clear? Which means you can understand now, when you talk about the universe, the matter is predominantly tamasic only. Predominantly rajasic aspect means what? You don't need to think of rajasic aspect and rajasic matter and predominantly sattvic matter. When you talk about the universe, the creation means subtle elements, thereafterwards grossified elements, then all the elementals, subtle, gross, all the whole universe is originally from the predominantly tamasic matter. Okay, don't forget that. That's what he said here. Tadanim sattva rajas tamamsi karana guna prakramena teshu akashadishu utpadyante. Which means, there is all those gunas of each element, you know. In all the elements, all the three gunas are there. But predominantly all of them are basically tamasic, but all of them are inert in nature. So all the gunas are there. So we are going to see the next now. Yetani eva sukshma bhutani tanmatrani apanchi kritani cha uchyante. So don't get confused here. Very simple sentence this is. These subtle elements which originated from, okay, the predominantly tamasic matter alone, subtle elements alone are said to be tanmatrani. Tanmatram means what? Each subtle element is called tanmatram. Tanmatrani. When you hear the Sanskrit name, don't get confused. Subtle element tanmatram. Subtle elements tanmatrani. So one more word is what? Apanchikritani. Apanchikritani means what? Ungrossified. Okay? So non-grossified elements or subtle elements, you call them, no? Tanmatrani, apanchikritani, or sukshma bhutani. Three different words he uses to mean subtle elements. Now, sukshma bhutani is equal to subtle elements. Apanchikritani, subtle elements. Tanmatrani, subtle elements. Understand? These are said to be subtle elements. Now, then he quickly says, etebhyaha sukshma sharirani sthula bhutani cha utpadyante. Now he quickly says one thing. Sthula bhutani. Now, from these subtle elements alone, later on, then the grassification takes place, and then that now he doesn't go into the details. Then all the grass elements and the grass forms, each grass form you see here, the entire grass world of objects, and not only the grass objects, also subtle world of objects, isn't it? Subtle objects, gross objects, which means subtle universe, gross universe, everything has come into existence from this, okay, from these elements alone. These elements, from these subtle elements alone, later on become what? Everything, which means, therefore you can easily say, the entire gross universe, each and every gross object, entire subtle universe, each and every subtle object, all of them have what now? On subtle elements, then gross elements, subtle elementals, the gross elementals, all of them have come into existence. Which means they're all Ishvara Srishtihi, creation of Ishvara. We are going to see Jiva Srishti also later on. Okay, what does Jiva create also, we'll see later on. Now you understand? Simply, he says. Which means, our physical body, who is the creator of our physical body? Ishvara only. Understand? Because your when you say the entire gross universe, it includes your gross body. When you say entire subtle universe, it includes your subtle body. So everything has come into existence from where? From this Ishvara only. Now, what is the nature of subtle body? Isn't it? What is the nature of subtle body? He's going to discuss. He briefly said everything has come into existence from Ishvara. Subtle universe and gross universe. Thereafter, he's going to slowly discuss the subtle body. What is the subtle body? See, it's not a new lesson for you. All you have heard many times in other textbooks such as Tattva Bodha. Again, repetition is only for what now? Now, not to have doubts at all. It's for assimilation. You can just cool, you can relax and sit and listen. Very easy lessons now. Sukshma Sharira Lakshanani. So look at this. What is Sukshma Shariram? Sukshma Sharirani, the subtle bodies, subtle bodies indwelling the gross bodies. Those subtle bodies, he says, Sapta Dasha Avayavani. Subtle bodies are said to be Sapta Dasha Avayavani. They are also called Linga Sharirani. Learn this one more word here. Sukshma Shariram or Linga Shariram mean the same. Subtle body or astral body, no, when you call it, it can be what you can say, call it Sukshma Shariram is a common name which you already know. One more word is what? Linga Shariram. Or Linga Dehaha means subtle body. And he says, Sapta Dasha Avayavani. Sapta Dasha means 17. So 17 aspects, 17 subtle aspects constitute the subtle body. So he says, Saptadasha Avayavani. Avayavaha means what? Here, actually, Avayavaha means a part. No, an aspect. So one aspect alone does not become the subtle body. Like how, when you say gross body, head is one Avayavaha. Head alone does not become the entire gross body. Gross body, without the head, there is no gross body. Isn't it? But head alone does not become the gross body. Like hands are gross, the hands also what now? Avayavani, okay? Avayavas, which form the gross body, but hands, without the hands, there is no gross body. But hands themselves do not become the gross body. Like each part becomes an avayava. Like that, there are 17 subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body. But only thing is, the only difference is, gross body has a form. Therefore, it is what? No, tangible. It is perceptible for all of us. Every gross form is perceptible for everybody, isn't it? But a subtle body is intangible, is subtle. It's imperceptible, therefore it is available for one's own understanding, not for others. This is the only difference. So here, what are the Saptadasha Avayavani? What are those 17 aspects which constitute? See, now he says, Avayavastu Jnanendriya Panchakam. In fact, it's very interesting. If you memorize these sentences, you have the whole essence of Vedanta in your mind. Vedantic teaching. Very simple. The same definitions. But the definitions found here are much more revealing than the definitions found in Tattvabodha. Sometimes. You can see them. Jnanendriya Panchakam.
Jnanendriya Panchakam.
Buddhi.
Buddhi
manasi, karmendriya panchakam, vayu panchakam, cha iti. So vayu panchakam cheti. So what are those 17 aspects? He says avayavaha tu. Those 17 aspects are, first he says, Jnana Indriya Panchakam. Now, Jnana Indriya Panchakam, Indriyam means subtle sense power. Is it? Involved in the function of perception, person of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. So these five subtle powers obtaining in five different physical parts, eyes, nose, tongue, and ear. We say these five, which I taught you long ago, we have to differentiate here the each physical part wherein the subtle power obtains is called Golakam. Do you remember this word Golakam? There is no translation available for Golakam. I can only say physical part. This is a physical part. This is a physical part. Ear drum, what you see inside is a physical part. When you know, when you do something, when they find some itching or something, or some sort of, you know, irritation, probe into your ear, then as you touch what? With your any bud, you're only ear drum, isn't it? It's a physical part. But the hearing power, which is there, because of which the function of hearing is possible, the subtle power because of which the seeing is possible, and the power of smelling, operating in this physical part called the nose, these powers are distinct from the physical parts. But seeing power is not here. It's only here, isn't it? So each, this power of smelling is not here, it is here. Which means the power of the physical parts are called Golakani, Golakam. And the power of the physical parts are the part of the physical body. Therefore, the physical parts are perceptible. But the powers obtaining in each golakam is what? Subtle power, indriyam. Understand now? Those subtle powers are called indriyani. You have to differentiate. That is why in English language, if you say sense organ, whenever you hear the word sense organ, what do you get it? What do you mean by that? Physical only. Sense organ means you immediately think only of your physical parts. Oh, nose is sense organ, ears are sense organs. You call this what you think. Actually, we have to differentiate. The physical parts, each physical part wherein the subtle power obtains is a golakam. The subtle power is indriyam. Indriya golaka bedaha should be remembered. So here he is talking about the indriyani, not the golakani. Okay? Therefore, jnana indriya panchaka means five subtle powers, five indriyani obtaining in five different physical parts, the golakani, sense organs. Then, jnana indriya panchakam. Panchaka pancha means five. Panchakam means a set of five. A set of five sense powers. Then he says, buddhi manasi. Okay, we will stop there. We go to next one. Karma indriya panchakam. Similarly, five subtle powers obtaining in what? Five organs of actions. When you talk about organs of actions also, no, two hands. Hands, legs, isn't it? Hands and legs are two organs of actions. Then organ of speech, third organ of action. Then reproductory organ, excretory organ. So all the five, five actions, the physical activities. Now, reproduction, excretion, organ of speaking, then movements, hands and legs. If these five are all physical parts, but the subtle powers obtaining in these organs of actions are what now? We have to understand karma indriya panchakam. So, therefore, these 10 subtle powers obtaining as what? Karmendriyani, organs of actions and organs of knowledge or sense organs. 10. Then Vayu Panchakam. Vayu Panchakam, 5. Vayu Panchakam again, a set of 5 pranas. You call Vayu Panchakam. Are there 5 different pranas? No. That also you have to remember here. One and the only vital air, only pranaha. Now, governing the 5 different functions, 5 different systems is called, given 5 different names as pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. 5 different functions, physiological functions. Therefore, vayu panchakam. Now, 15. Karmendriyani pancha, jnanendriyani pancha, pranaha pancha. 5, 5, 5, 15 now. What about the other two? He says, manaha buddhi. So, manaha cha buddhihi cha. He says, buddhi manasi. In dual form, he says, mind and intellect. Don't worry, he is going to define everything beautifully here. Here, suddenly, like we have gone back to kindergarten class, isn't it? Suddenly it sounds like that. Don't worry. He'll make it suddenly. He'll teach. Make it very clear. So, cha iti means these are the 17 aspects. Mind, intellect are seen. Even though the entire antahkaranam, we can say mind alone, but you see the mind as two different aspects in keeping with the two different functions. The mind, the antahkaranam is involved in two different functions. Therefore, we see them as manaha and buddhihi. Two different aspects, you see the one antahkaranam. At least 16, but you see it as here as 17. So totally these 17, the 5 powers of organs of actions, 5 powers of sense organs and 5 physiological functions and mind and intellect the 17 aspects are subtle, very subtle. I'm not going into detail because we already know very clearly how we already negated them as anatma in other previous classes. So these subtle aspects, all of them are what? Objects of knowledge. You know your seeing power, you know your hearing power, you know your power of smelling, you know your, you know, all the powers, you know your physiological functions, I mean, they're all known to you. For all these subtle aspects, 17 aspects constitute Sapta Dasha Avayavani. 17 aspects constitute Linga Shariram. But he uses the word Linga Sharirani because all of us, we should not think only one Linga Shariram. Any Linga Shariram obtaining in any body is what? No, consists of 17 aspects. Because suddenly doubt might come, you see. You are talking about whose Linga Shariram? Is my Linga Shariram? We may have that doubt. That is why Linga Sharirani. So no doubt, all of us are equally, you know, endowed with 17 subtle aspects. Okay? This Linga Shariram, it goes from, see, slowly he says, talks about, first he talked about the subtle elements. Then he said, subtle elements alone become gross elements. And from the gross element, now the entire gross universe, subtle universe came into being. He stops there and he enters into what now? Sukshma Sharira Srishti. Isn't it? What is Sukshma Shariram or Linga Shariram? He explained now, Linga Shariram is that which consists of 17 subtle aspects. So mind alone does not become the subtle body, linga shariram. Okay, seeing power alone does not become the linga shariram. But all these powers put together, 17 put together, is called what? Linga shariram or sukshma shariram. Now he is entering into, he is going to elaborately discuss. Now, jnana indriyani. What are those jnana indriyani? Look at this. I don't need to do. He defends everything. What are jnana indriyani? What are the powers of organs of actions? He says, jnana indriyani. You don't need to feel bored, okay? You can memorize and you can, even in sleep, somebody comes and what are the jnana indriyani, you should get up and say, you should defend. Okay, you should be able to say that. Jnana indriyani. Jnana indriyani. Shrotra. Tvak. Chakshur. Jihva, Grana, Akhyani. Akhyani means known as. So sense organ. What are said to be known as sense organs? He says, Shrotra, Tvak, Chakshur, Jihva, Grana, Akhyani. I'm going to ask now. Shrotra, no, don't get scared. Shrotra, Tvak, Chakshur, Jihva, Grana, Akhyani. All Sanskrit terms. Shrotram, hearing power. Then Tvak, power of touch. Then Chakshuhu, power of seeing. Jihva, no, power of taste. Then Granam, power of smelling. These are five. These five are said to be jnana indriyani. You can memorize jnana indriyani, shrotra, tvak, chakshur, jihva, grana, akhyani. You have to memorize it. Shrotra, tvak, chakshur, jihva, grana, akhyani. You have to memorize. Okay. Now, what do the sense powers do? That is, no, the functions of each sense power. The function of each sense power is not said here. Okay, because he takes it for granted. The people who had Vedanta Sara must have studied so many things before. We don't need to talk about it. So he doesn't mention, but let us remember. What does each power do, isn't it? And before that, we can understand, having talked about the subtle sense powers, what he does, immediately he goes to sense objects. See, now he wants to say, okay, you're talking about sense powers, that's fine, but where have these sense powers come from? What are they made of? You're seeing power, hearing power, only five powers we know. The seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all these powers you talk about, they're also objects of knowledge, very subtle, imperceptible, fine. What are they made of? Where have they come into existence from? Isn't it? So he says, very beautifully, Etani, say now, Etani. Now, origin of sense powers he is talking about. Akashadinam
Sattvikamshebhyo
Vyastebhyah Prithak Prithak Kramena Utpadyante. See, Etani, Eta means these five sense powers. We understood the what is a subtle body, we understood. A subtle body is something which consists of 17 aspects, we understood. Now, we all of them, we take separately what we understood, what are five sense powers. What are those sense organs? We understood. Now, where have they come into existence from? Now, only learning about sense powers. Look at that. Don't worry about anything else now. Just the sense powers. He says, now you studied about what? Five subtle elements. And each subtle element consists of what? Three subtle powers. Isn't it? There's a sukshma, subtle, sattvic aspect. Isn't it? There's a sattvic aspect, rajasic aspect, tamasic aspect, all the three aspects are there in each subtle element. Is it clear? So there, now each element has three, each subtle element has three these aspects. So he says, only from the sattvic aspect of each element separately. Sattvic aspect of each element has come into existence, each sense power. There are five subtle elements, like subtle space, no, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water, subtle earth. And each element has what? Three sattva, rajas, tamas aspects are there. And tamasattvic aspect of each element, one given subtle power has come into existence. Respectively, what he wants to say here. Therefore, Akashadinam Sattvika Amshaha. Sattvika Amshaha means sattvic aspect of the subtle elements. Now, from different separately, Vyastebhyaha Prithak Prithak separately, Kramena, means what? Kramena in order, each sense, all these sense powers have come into existence. Which means what? From space, the sattvic aspect of the space came what? The power of hearing. The power of hearing has come into existence from the sattvic aspect of space. Space and hearing power are connected. Is it clear now? This hearing power has connection with what? Sattvic aspect of the space. Not the rajasic and tamasic. Only sattvic aspect. Because anything subtle must have come from sattvic only. Therefore, all these sense powers have come into existence from the sattvic aspects of subtle elements means, not from all the elements. Each sense power has come into existence from corresponding sattvic aspect of corresponding subtle element. Therefore, akasha, this is akasha, from the sattvic aspect of space has come into existence what? The power of hearing. Similarly, next is vayuhu, the sattvic aspect of air, the power of smelling. The sattvic aspect of fire, the power of seeing. The sattvic aspect of water, the power of taste. The sattvic aspect of earth, the power of touch. Understand? So, what it now? From the sattvic aspect of earth, the power of smelling. The sattvic aspect of air, the power of touch. Remember again, from the sattvic aspect of space, power of hearing. The sattvic aspect of air, power of touch. The sattvic aspect of fire, power of seeing. The sattvic aspect of water, power of taste. The sattvic aspect of earth, power of smelling. All these five sense powers. The air is always for touch. Is it clear? So, five different, that's why he says, Vyastebhyaha prithak prithak kramena utpadyante. I mean, respectively. We have to remember all the five subtle aspects and subtle elements. Sattvic aspect of subtle elements, respectively, these five subtle powers came into existence. Kramena, respectively. Now, you know the origin. So, what are the sense powers? Where have they come into existence from? What are they born of? You know. Now, but he does not talk about the functions. We can include here. So, the seeing power perceives the rupam. Is it? The seeing power perceives the form and light. And the hearing power perceives the sound. And the power of smelling is involved in the perceiving smell. And power of taste, the taste. And power of the touch, touch. So, rupa, rasa, gandha, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha. Five different objects. So, these are the five, these five sense powers, perceive five different types of objects. Also, form, color, sound, taste, touch, you know that. I don't need to tell you those things. The next, from here, buddhirnam, now he is explaining, he is only talking about, from here he moves on to buddhihi. Buddhirnama nischayatmika antahkarana vrittihi. Buddhirnama nischayatmika antahkarana vrittihi. Why does he go to buddhihi after sense powers? No? Because first he wants to go from sattvamsha, isn't it? Because from different sattvic aspect of different elements, five different subtle powers came into existence, which are involved in perceiving five different sense objects. But now he's talking about the mind. But what about the mind? Not vyastebhyaha, is it? Not the different subtle powers. All the subtle powers of the sattvic aspect of all the five subtle elements mind has come into existence. So from the sattvic aspect of the subtle elements, all the subtle elements together, the antahkaranam has come into existence. Now you can say the antahkarana means mind. You can take it as a mind. Better. One word. Learn is one word. Antahkaranam. The mind is a product of what? Product of sattvic aspect of the subtle, all the five elements. Why? Because mind has to back all the five sense powers. Each sense power is a product of sattvic aspect of each corresponding subtle element, isn't it? Whereas here, mind happens to back up all the subtle powers. The mind is what? Mind is a product of the sattvic aspect of aspects of all the five elements. So there in mind, what now? The sattvic aspect of space, sattvic aspect of air, sattvic aspect of what? No, fire, sattvic aspect of water, sattvic aspect of earth, or sattvic aspects of all the five subtle elements together, what now, become the cause for the mind. Now mind also is a material product. That's it, you understand here. What is mind made of? What is mind, now what has mind come into existence from? You can't even comprehend. Okay, incomprehensibly subtle mind. And Shastra says very clearly, this mind also is a product of matter. But what matter? Subtle matter. How subtle is the matter? No? I can't understand. Subtle matter. Even the subtle matter means what? The mind is a product of subtle elements, means that to what? Sattvic aspect of the subtle elements. Is it clear now? That's what he says. And therefore, and what is that buddhihi? That he doesn't say, but we have to understand here. So mind is, mind otherwise called antahkaranam, is a product of the sattvic aspect of all the five elements together. And what is that antahkaranam? Antahkaranam again, only one antahkaranam, an important new thing you have to understand. This antahkaranam means, then the sense powers are called bahya karanani, external organs. Antahkarana means internal organ. Does it mean internal organ? Please understand, it's a very important information for you. There is no, it's only figurative expression. Internal, external, only figurative expression. There's no spatial internal, no, or externality here. Mind, that's not spatial. So you can't say mind pervades the whole body. Antahkaranam pervades the whole body. There's no internal, external. But why do you call then mind, why is this that the mind called antahkaranam? Antah means internal, isn't it? Why is it called internal organ of knowledge? And the sense powers are said to be external. Because, see, the sense powers directly come in contact with the sense objects. Mind has to come in contact with the sense objects only through sense powers. So sense powers are in between the mind and the objects. Therefore, we say what now? Figuratively, we say sense powers are external, mind is internal. Really speaking, there's no spatial. Spatially, we can't call mind is internal. So mind has to perceive the objects. Mind has to come in contact with the external objects only through sense powers. So in between the objects and the sense power, mind, the sense powers are there. In between, isn't it? Therefore, we say what now? Okay, sense powers are external, mind is internal. one important information, it is not settled anywhere. You have to remember this. Because mind doesn't sit in one place, okay? It pervades the whole body. That is why even if somebody comes and pinches you here, his ear also pains. Why? It's possible, isn't it? Mind pervades the whole body. You can't locate. Because said antakaranam, somewhere inside, there's no inside, within, there's no within and without. Understand? Internality, externality, there's no spatial such thing. Anyway, so antakaranam, how many antakaranani are there? Only one antakaranam. But it gets four different names in keeping with the vrittihi. Vrittihi means thought. Vrittihi also means what? Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means what? Function. Like how one person comes. One person is husband, the same person is father, the same person is son, the same person is father-in-law. How many? One person plays four different roles. You give four different names. Why? In keeping with the relation, in relation to something, somebody. Similarly, the same antakaranam gets what? Four different names. Manaha, Buddhihi, Chittam, Ahankaraha. There again we don't separate four. Well, just as first two. We see two different names are given. Manaha and Buddhihi. So first he says, when does the Antakaranam get the name Buddhihi? Same Antakaranam. Function is different, Buddhi. The function is different, manaha. Same mind gets manaha and mind and intellect. Two different names in keeping with the two different functions. Now, nischayatmika antahkarana vrittihi buddhihi. Nischayatmika means what now? Decision. Okay, when this mind is involved in the function of deciding, ascertaining, confirming, concluding, judging, knowing, understanding, then antakaranam is called what? Buddhihi. Function is different. And the same antakaranam. There are two different minds, okay? One antakaranam only. It is involved in the function of knowing, deciding, judging, ascertaining. You call it what? Buddhihi. So, nischayatmika. In same antakaranam. Mano nama, sankalpa, vikalpatmika, antahkarana vrittihi. Okay. Now the same mind is involved in the function of doubting. Are being in dilemma, think of pros and cons. This is what I'm going to do. Intellect. Should I do this way or that way? Should I go to the class today or not? Mind. I am going to the class today. Buddhi. Some of them had mind before you came to the class. Vaidyanathanji had intellect before coming to the class.
So you say you're in two minds.
No, antarkarna. You know what? Understand what I'm saying? See, before you came, now I am going to the class. I must go to the class. Decided. Buddhi. Should I go to the class or not? Is Anand going to come or not? Will it start in time or not? Anyway, Radhaji is going to record or not? Now, all this, this mind, manaha. So, because the thought comes, thought changes. It's a sankalpa means what? Okay, let me do it. No, it will not do it. Vikalpa. Isn't it? So, not being decisive, being confused, or being, isn't it? It's all manaha. And not only this, sankalpa, you decide, and also immediately change. Isn't it? So it's a firm decision is intellect. Isn't it? The changeable decision is what? Mind. So sankalpa vikalpatmikam manaha. This is a functional difference. Antakaranam is one and the same antakaranam, functional difference. In keeping the functional difference, you call the antakaranam mind, or you call the antakaranam intellect. And also, emotions also what now? Now, getting angry. Or you can say anger. Likes, dislikes, passion, jealousy, hatred, confusion, anxiety, fear. Emotions also what now form? All these emotions also come under the mind alone. So all these form the mind. When these vrittis are there, it is the mind. Where same antakkaranam alone, entertaining these vrittis is also called what? Manaha, not buddhi. Fear, it is not buddhi, manaha. Anger, manaha. Confusion, manaha. Understand? So emotions also form part of the mind, which means when the antakaranam entertains emotions, it is called manaha. When there's the thought of pros and cons, it is manaha. Unfirm decisions, then manaha. The firm decision, buddhihi. Okay. Like that. Doubt means manaha. Okay. Now, anayoreva chitta ahankarayoho antarbhavaha. See, anayoho eva. Of these two alone, suppose the one antahkaranam, better learn this Sanskrit word antahkaranam. Okay, this one mind alone is given two different functional names as manaha and buddhihi. There again, these two different names given to the same mind as mind and intellect is inclusive of what? Chittam and ahankaraha. Chitta ahankarayoho antarbhavaha. Chittam and ahankara also become included in this intellect and mind itself. But what is included in what? Isn't it? Chittam is memory, isn't it? The chittam is included in mind. Ahankara is included in buddhihi. Ahankara is included in buddhihi. Chittam is included in manaha. Some translations you may find chittam is included in buddhi. Actually, chittam is included in manaha. Ahankara is included in buddhi. Chittam is part of the, memory is part of the mind, and Ahankara is part of the intellect. Okay. Anyway, whatever it is, don't need to separate them. Okay. Now what is, so that's why he wants to explain now. Now you have learned what now, all the four, isn't it? Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. All the four are what? There is no, it is not, mind is not separated, isn't it? Not divided. This part is mind, this part of the mind is intellect, this part of the mind is, please don't compartmentalize, okay? There is no divisions. One and the same antakaranam, in keeping the functional difference, is given two different names as mind and intellect. So all these functions, the one function of mentation includes all of them, isn't it? So mind, what about, you don't separate this memory and ahankara, ego, you don't separate them. So they also become included in this mind and intellect itself. Therefore, he wants to make it very clear. He defines what is memory. Look at the next sentence now. Next sentence, he is a definition of memory. Beautiful, most appropriate definition of memory here. Look at this. I wish you know little Sanskrit to appreciate it. Anyway, anusandhanatmika antahkarana vrittihi chittam. See, what is memory? Suppose in English language, define the word memory. If somebody asks, what will you say? Recollection of the past experience. You will say that. Isn't it? Of course, it's a correct explanation only. It's not wrong. But here, the one word, Sanskrit word itself, is very expressive. Look at what it says. Anusandhanatmika antahkarna vrittihi chittam. Chittam means memory. What is memory? He says, antahkarna vrittihi. It is a state of mind, it's a thought. Is it? Antakarna vrittihi. Okay, what is it now? He says, anusandhanatmika. In the form of anusandhanam. What is anusandhanam? Look at this. Why memory is called anusandhanam? I taught the meaning of this word anusandhanam in Bhagavad Gita class. See, dhanam. You have to bear with me, okay? Dhanam means placing. Placing. Sandhanam means samyak dhanam. Sandhanam. Placing appropriately. Sandhanam. Placing appropriately what? Here. No, so placing the book also is what? Sandhanam. Sandadhati. But here placing the attention of the mind, focusing the mind is called sandhanam. Suppose now I am speaking in the class. Now you are listening to me now, which means it's called sandhanam, isn't it? You are placing attention in what I am speaking, sandhanam. Tomorrow, if you pay attention in what you have heard today, it is anusandhanam. Dhanam, sandhanam, anusandhanam. So, anu, which means, see, pay attention in following, in keeping with what you have heard. Is it? Anusandhanam. So, anusandhanam means what? Anusandhanam also means continuous. The meditation also uses the term anusandhanam. continuously placing the attention. But here, anusandhanam actually is what now? The recollection of the past experience. What you have, where you place attention on the mind, okay? Where you have placed attention on the mind before, again you pay attention on the mind and the same thing, that is called what? Anusandhanam. Which means recollection of the past experience. What has been previously experienced. You are experiencing now something and again placing your attention, experiencing, bringing to your mind what has been experienced before is what? Anusandhanam. So, anusandhanatmika vrittihi, antakkarna vrittihi, what? Chittam. So, previous past experience. So, present experience is sandhanam, anusandhanam is what? Past experience. But both what now? Placing of the attention of the mind is there in what? In present experience or past experience. Isn't it? The recollection of the past previously experienced. It's called anusandhan, which is memory. So, placing the mind on what has been experienced before. Okay. Now, because even Tattva Bodha, you would have had this. What is Chittam? There the definition given was Chintana Kartru Chittam. That's the definition given. Chintana Kartru, you know, that which is involved in the Chintana Kartru Chittam. That which remembers the past is memory, you said. But this is the most appropriate definition for Chittam, memory. Okay. Now we'll go to next one. What is Ahankaraha? What is ego? Abhimanatmika Antahkarna Vrittihi Ahankaraha. It is a very beautiful definition this is. Because Ahankarta in Tattva Bodha, the definition given has some problem. Even though it's a very excellent book for us to study in the beginning, of course we have to study that only. Very nice book. But there the definition given has some problem, which means the problem of tautology. Which means that it says Ahankara is said to be what now? Ahankarta Ahankaraha. Isn't it? There's a definition given there, but don't think of the definition now. You can remember that, no problem. But here, appropriate definition of ego is, what is ego? What is ego? That is why you once understand what ego is, you will not waste your time and energy and drain your energy in giving up the ego. For giving up the ego. Why? People struggle and struggle and struggle to give up ahankara. How can you, if you understand what ahankara is, who are you to give up ahankara? Isn't it? As though you are holding on to ahankara, ahankara is, isn't it? That is why it's very important to understand what ahankaraha is. Ahankaraha means the cleanest definition here. In Tattva Bodha, what is the definition? Ahankarta ahankaraha. Even that has, you know, there's some problem of tautology, they say. Yeah, so here we can say Atmashraya doshaha. In Sanskrit we call it Atmashraya dosha. Some problem is there. But here, the very good definition here is Abhimanatmika antahkarna vrittihi. Abhimana means identity. So the thought by which self-identity happens is called ahankara. Understand? The thought because of which, by which self-identity happens. The thought without which self-identity is not possible. The thought because of which self-identity is there is called ahankara. What identity? I am the body. I am the buddhi. I am intellect. Isn't it? I am fat. I am thin. I am intelligent. I am happy. I am unhappy. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? This identity, the self-identity, the thought because of which, by which self-identity happens or possible is called ahankara. Abhimanatmika antahkarna vrittihi ahankaraha. Therefore, is it better to have the ahankara or not to have ahankara? Tell me. If this ahankara is not there, how will you have identity at all? So, should you have it or not have it? So, you feel happy, be thankful to Bhagavan that you are blessed with ahankara. If there is no ahankara means, and then other will be caught like that. Baba, they won't call you by name. Did you call me? If I call somebody, isn't it? So blessed we are to have ahankara. Therefore, we should not lose it. We should resolve it carefully. We should drop it. We can't drop it. Thank God. If we drop it, we are finished. And there's no difference between the crawling, hopping beings and us. It is the ahankara, it is this particular vritti which differentiates a human being from all the beings. So ahankara is what? Ahankara is an antakkarna vritti. A thought, modification. No, a special thought modification because of which alone, by which self-identity is possible, identity happens. Of course, you have wrong eye, that's a different thing. I am fat, thin, tall, Indian, English. Is it? Whatever it is, intellect. All this identity is okay. The identity is possible because of that vritti. So what does he say? What is ahankara? Abhimana atmika antahkarana vrittihi. So what do you understand now? Ahankara is also what? Material product. Ahankara is also matter. Ahankara is matter. Memory is matter. Buddhi is matter. Mind, but no, manaha is also matter. All of them together are what? One antahkaranam. Four, okay, two different names for one and the same antahkaranam in keeping with two different functional difference. And there again, this memory and ahankara, memory and ego, chittam and ahankara also are included in the mind and intellect itself. So chittam, memory is included in mind and ahankara is included in intellect. Is it okay? See, without this aham vritti, it's called aham vrittihi. Okay? Aham vrittihi means without a specific vritti by which identity is possible even with the body, mind, sense complex. Whereas no dog, no cat has any identity with its body. We only say this is a cat. But which cat says, I am a cat? Which dog says, I am a dog? Which dog knows I have diabetes? Now I heard yesterday somebody telling me that even that they people have, you know, there are people who give medicine for the diabetes medicine even for dogs. Now what I want to say here, identity, self-identity. Understand? Therefore, ahankara. So, aham buddhihi, such those things are possible. Abhimanatmika. Antahkarana vrittihi. Ahankaraha. Okay. So now he finished with what? He first mentioned the creation of subtle elements. Then he started with the creation of the subtle aspects. No? Subtle aspects means what now? Subtle body. And subtle body also, now he started with what? He finished with the sattvic aspect first. Before he goes into rajasic aspect. Products of rajasic aspects. Now the teacher, this author is going to go to what now? Next he has to go to the products of rajasic aspect. Before he goes there, he wants to talk about the products of sattvic aspects of subtle elements. So individuals, sattvic aspect of the subtle elements and the total sattvic aspect of subtle elements. So, five sense powers and the mind. Mind and sense powers, the six. Mind means the antahkaranam, is it? The entire antahkaranam and then sense powers, these six together, or no, can say manaha, buddhihi, sense powers. They are products of sattvic aspect of the subtle, sattvic aspects of subtle elements. That he finishes here. And he defined beautifully what is mind, what is intellect, and what is ahankaraha, what is memory. What is ego, what is memory. I put different on anyway, he puts clearly. Now I am stopping here. Please, if you have any doubts here, ask me. Because I want you to be thorough in this. This is a very basic text now. From here, isn't it? If any doubt, please ask me here. Because before, I don't want to enter into the next lesson actually. Because next, I don't want to go. I want to stop here and give you the time.
Could you just explain a little more about the difference between the subtle, the tanmatra, and the gross? I understand that it's a mixture that produces...
We have not yet gone for grossification at all. We are still in subtle elements.
But can you say more about this? So you said,
it's going to come.
Yeah, but we don't know the subtle...
No, you cannot know. No. That is why... See, we are going to understand later on the grossification of elements and how gross elements come into being and how from the gross elements, the gross objects come into being. That we are going to see later on. What is grossification? We are going to see. But before he enters into that, he briefly said how the gross universe and subtle universe, everything is a product, no? Is a manifestation of Ishvara that he wants to say. The first point what he wants to say was the entire creation in terms of gross and subtle universe, consisting of gross and subtle objects. They are all what? No, manifestation of Ishvara. Means creation of Ishvara. That he want to say, make it very clear. Which means there, we are only talking about the Ishvara now, isn't it? We have now yet going to Jiva also. So it's all Ishvara created. In Ishvara's creation, what's also included? Our individual Jiva's body, mind sense complex, is also what now? The individual body, mind sense complex is also part of the total creation of Ishvara. We have to remember that point. That much makes it very clear. Then, the first from Ishvara, first he says what came into existence. First he talks about the creation of subtle elements. Then each subtle element consists of the three gunas. And from the sattvic aspect alone, the sense powers and the mind have come into existence. Mind, antakarnam, and the sense powers are products of sattvic aspect of subtle elements. That much he stopped. When he is going to go to the, now he'll go to rajasic, then he'll go to tamasic. When tamasic aspect comes, you will learn grossification. The topic of grossification and the creation of gross elements and the creation of gross elementals will all be discussed only when we come to the tamasic aspect. Is it clear now?
That's my question actually, now that's clarified. My question is, I've had a question for years, is what is the Tanmatra?
Tanmatram is a name given to the subtle element. Subtle element means before, if you ask me what is subtle element, before the grossification, the elements when they were there, each element is called Tanmatram. Tanmatram is a name. Sukshma Bhutam or Tanmatram, you know, is a name given to the subtle element. Means before grossification, now what you have, subtle elements are also imperceptible. You only understand. Now what we experience is grossified elements. So, before the grossification, originally what was there was subtle elements. And here because, that's why he talks about how to know the subtle elements. And from the sattvic aspect of subtle elements alone, came this antakaranani, all our antakaranani minds and all our sense powers are products of sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Then from here, he'll go to what now? Rajasic aspect. Then from there, he'll go to tamasic aspect. So gross elements means gross elements are actually products of, the combinations of the tamasic aspect of subtle elements that we are going to see later on. Tanmatram is a name. That is Tanmatrani, Sukshma Bhutani, Itiche Uchyante. We saw that. Tanmatram is a name given to subtle element.
And how many Tanmatri are
there? Five. Pancha. When you say Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, Pancha Tanmatrani. Tanmatram is another word for sukshma bhutam, subtle element. Subtle element, I mentioned now, tanmatrani, sukshma bhutani. So, only five, isn't it?
Five. And are they produced simultaneously or are they produced in sequence, the five tanmatra?
They said no, first from them, see, the subtle to the gross, there again you have to see, isn't it? All the subtle elements, it doesn't explicitly describe how.
No,
but because you understand, because first akashaha, akasha dvayuhu, the way it is presented, you understand, one after the other. Akasha dvayuhu, so the vayu came from space. Vayor agnihi, agni came from air, isn't it? Then, agner apaha, water came from fire. Adhyav Prithivi. From the waters came the earth. So the sequence is given here. The order is given. It's the order of creation. Only it talks about subtle elements. Isn't it? So first, from he talks about the sattvic aspect of subtle elements. So the grass, we have to go to tamasic aspect of subtle elements, then we'll go to grass elements. So after grassification, you have grassified grass elements. But before grassification, ungrassified elements were apanchikritani, tanmatrani, sukshma bhutani, akashadini. No? Three names we have. Tanmatrani, sukshma bhutani, no, apanchikritani. Remember the word apanchikritani. Ungrassified, subtle elements known as tanmatrani came into existence. How? One after the other. From the one. And where have they come from? They come from predominantly tamasic matter. Predominantly tamasic matter. Elements themselves are products of predominantly tamasic matter. But breaking our heads, understanding so much, finally, that's why I told, we are not really keen to know how each element has come into existence, why it has come into existence. We are not going to break our heads. You know why? We only discuss this creation. Finally, we are going to negate it, saying there is no creation. That is why the Srishti differs from book to book. Every Upanishad, no, is different model of universe presented here.
Ask, all these conclusions are being drawn from his own experience and from scripture.
Which
being presented as fact, or, you know, the process.
Yeah.
Is that from with a foundation in scripture or from his own
scripture? Hmm. See, whatever the scripture tells you does not contradict your reasoning. That is the strength of Veda. Okay? Vedantic facts do not contradict your reasoning. There are certain areas of Veda which you cannot disprove what Veda says, nor can you approve what Veda says. Example is heaven going. Okay, whether what is there in other cultures also. So Veda also talks about going to heaven, etc. Travel, journey, going to heaven in subtle form, etc. That every other culture also talks about it. The heaven going, is it? So you cannot prove it, nor can you disprove it. Can you say there's no heaven? You can't disprove it. Can you prove it? No. Therefore, such matter is called what? Matter for belief. You should not overvalue it. Don't undermine it. Take it as a matter for belief. But it is not a... So what is a fact? Anything matter for a belief means is a verifiable or non-verifiable. So non-verifiable belief. Don't give too much of importance for that. Accept it as a matter for a non-verifiable belief. That's all. Don't take it seriously. But you should be... Fact is what? But the facts revealed by the Shastram, Vedanta, are verifiable. When it is verifiable, you call it a fact, isn't it? A non-verifiable cannot be called a fact. Is it true? That is why the facts which are revealed, the verifiable facts... So here, when we talk about all these things, see, subtle elements, you can't even comprehend. you cannot perceive subtle elements. Why? From the subtle elements, the sattvic subtle elements, your mind itself has come. The perceiving mind, the knowing mind itself, is a product of the sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Means, how can you know the subtle elements? Though your mind, which has its instrument of knowledge, through which alone you have to know, that mind itself is product of sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Means, how can you know? It is like the baby, the child crying, seeing the photo album of their parents' marriage photo album. Why am I not here? The child is crying, seeing the parents' photo marriage photo album. Now only both you and mom and dad are here. I am not here. Why am I not here? The child is crying. Why did you not have me in that photo? The mother and father cannot explain the child. Hey, you were not born there. Only after marriage you were born. At the time of marriage you were not there. The child can't understand, isn't it? And they give chocolate and shut the mouth. Because they can't make the child understand. Similarly here also, why can't we see? Now what we see is gross. That is why. How do we know subtle elements were subtle? Original elements were subtle means what? Subtle means incomprehensible. Why incomprehensible? The comprehending mind itself is a product of the sattvic aspect of subtle elements. Means, how can the mind which came later on know the subtle elements? Understand? Is it clear now? That's why it's called tanmatram. Tanmatram itself means subtle. How subtle it is? Incomprehensibly subtle. I think I have cleared your doubt.
Yes.
So it's good, isn't it? At least you remember why I'm not in a hurry now, because by the time I finished Vedanta Sara text, I really wanted to have thorough understanding of all the basic technical jargons. You know, what is Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi, Ishwaraha, Jeevaha, no? All these words you know. Now we are analyzing the Srishtihi, analysis of creation. And you know, you have to remember very clearly, the analysis of creation is not for really analyzing, understanding, oh, this is what the creation. We are not, you know, like cosmologists. Where has the universe come into existence from? The singularity, break our head, understand lots of all those things. But we are interested in the truth. This, how beautifully presenting the creation, finally is going to knock off this creation. That is what we have to say. So now we remember only subtle elements have been created in our class. Then from subtle elements, you have to get only the sattvic aspect. Products of sattvic aspects, antahkaranam. So sattvic aspects of all the subtle elements together, form the antahkaranam, mind. But sattvic aspect of each element has become what now? From that, each sense power has come into existence. So vyastha samastha. Vyastebhyaha means from different sattvic aspects of different subtle elements, the five different sense powers came into existence. I mean, they are products. And from samastebhyaha, from all the five sattvic aspects, all the five elements together, now contribute for what? The manifestation of mind. The antakarana come into existence. That is why mind can be what now? Mind can back all the sense powers. Because it has all the five powers, isn't it? It's a product of subtle aspect of all the five elements. Therefore, it can back what? Mind can be involved in seeing, mind can associate with the hearing power, seeing power, smelling power, power of taste, power of touch, isn't it? Antakkanam can contact, pass through all the five sense powers, can back all the five different sense powers, because it's a product of the sattvic aspect of all the five elements. So this much you understood now. So we have not gone to rajas. Stop with sattva. So sukshma bhuta srishtihi, then indriya, the sukshma sharira srishtihi. There again, sukshma sharira srishtihi we understood, isn't it? We explained what is sukshma sharira. Then we have gone to what now? Sukshma indriya srishtihi and mana antakarna srishti. We understood that much. So go step by step, then you will understand. There will be time when you will learn classification also. At least now you can go back home, definitely very clear definition of, please memorize each definition. What is chittam? What is ahankaraha? Anusandhatmika antakarna vrittihi chittam. Purvanubhavam anu sandhanam. Understand? Purvanubhava is there. Anu, then you sandhanam. So recollection of the previous past experience. So anusandhana, that's why in little Sanskrit if you have, you can memorize each definition. Anusandhanatmika antakarna vrittihi chittam. Abhimanatmika antakarna vrittihi ahankaraha. Abhimana means what now? Identity. What is identity? One vritti has, there is no identity. No, in sleep, we all don't have identity. You know why? That vritti results. In sleep, we don't have identity. In sleep, we all have no ahankara. You don't need to work hard to kill ahankara. Fall asleep, ahankara results. Wake up, ahankara. When ahankara wakes up, you wake up. Without ahankara, you won't wake up. Know that. You will be as though asleep. You will be as though, you will as though wake up. When? Ahankara wakes up. Rises, resolves. Ahankara resolves, you are as though asleep. You are non-transactable. Nobody can call you. You won't respond. Ahankara rises, as though you wake up. Abhimanatmika antakarna vrittihi. Anusandhanatmika antakarna vrittihi. Sankalpa vikalpatmika antakarna vrittihi. Nischayatmika antakarna vrittihi. Buddhihi. Etayoho antarbhavaha mana buddhihi ahankaraha chittam. Don't know how to see them separately. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.